We're continuing the Shir on Likut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Aleph, and in the Halacha, Rav Nosson Zal goes off a little bit on a few other topics. We covered so far the law of Nidui and Cherem, about excommunication. Then Rav Nosson Zal went on to start to open up the topic of Avelus, mourning. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to address about 10 or 15 different laws about Avelus and show how they're related to what we're learning here. We're on page, in our Likutei Halachos, it's 513, the right-hand column, the second paragraph on the page. It begins with the words V'alkein. V'alkein ho'ovel tzorich leishev bodod u'mechulok min ha'olam. Based on what we've been learning here, you'll understand why a Jew in mourning has to sit alone, separated from the world, meaning he doesn't go to work, he doesn't go to business, he doesn't go to shul, he's home alone, that kind of thing. Cut off from the world, bebechinas machloikes kanal. The term mechulak, separated, cut off, as in the word machlokes, controversy, conflict, as we mentioned earlier. Death is a result of the Eitz Hadas, which is Pigama Bris, which is Machloikis, conflict. Kihu rochoikato min hasholem konal. Because a Jew who is in mourning, in that state, he's far from peace, the peace that we spoke about earlier. Vialkein ein loy pe kanal. And this is why the Gemara says that when a Jew is in mourning, he has no mouth, he can't speak. Ki pigam Eitz Hadas, shemishom sitra de moisa, Hubechinas pegam hadibur, because the sin of the Eitz Hadas, which is what brought death into the world in the first place, is a concept of defective speech. Bechinas leshoinoi soamimim, like the languages of the other nations, sheheim enom nekroim dibur klal, which we do not refer to as speech at all within the framework of holiness, within the framework of real speech. Ki ikra dibur hu bechinas loshna kodesh kemuvoleil, because the real speech, the real language, is loshen hakodesh. That's the only true language. V'alkein tzorich leishev laoretz. And now you'll understand also why the mourner is required to sit on the ground, or if he's going to be sitting on any kind of a stool or anything, it has to be close to the ground. It has to be within three tfachim of the ground, which means like sitting on the ground. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, yitein be'ofor pihu, that he places his mouth in the dirt. Bibchinas, and as another pasuk says in Yeshaya, u'me'ofor tishach imrosecho, that your words will come forth from the dirt. Meaning we see that there's a concept of the speech, the dibur, being all the way down in the dirt. Shezeu b'chinas pegama dibur. That's when the dibur is defective. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Nerior, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, paragraph Ches. V'chol ze al yidei zuamas hanochosh. And all of this was caused by the snake, by the impurity of the snake. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'nochosh ofor lachmoi, that the snake, his food is dirt. So we see that's the dirt that we said before, that the dibur, the speech, is in the dirt. Umishom bechinas avelus, and that's where mourning comes from. The dirt, dahainu atzvus, depression, hanimshach miyisoid haofor kanal kamuva, which is associated with the element of earth, the four basic elements that make up the world, fire, air, water, and dirt. Atzvus, depression, is associated with ofor, dirt. And again, atzvus is associated with mourning, even though a Jew is not supposed to be in atzvus when he's mourning. But we know that most people, when they're in a state of mourning, they're unhappy. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes, she'ikr neshichas hanochosh hu atzvus v'atzlus ayin shom, that the main bite of the snake, the greatest harm that the snake, the Yetzer Hara, can do to a Jew is depression and laziness. Those two things, atzvus and atzlus. Ayin Shom, look in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal writes about this. V'alkein chayev b'chalitzas minol. And now we'll also understand why a Jew in mourning is required to remove his shoes. Shehu Bechinas Kosnos Oir, which are the garments of leather, like the garments of leather that Hashem dressed Adam and Chava in after the Eitz Hadas. Shehu Bechinas Tikun Pegam Eitz Hadas Kanal. That was part of the rectification, the Tikun for the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein Osur Bezivug. And this is also why when a Jew is in mourning, he's forbidden to be with his wife. Husband and wife are forbidden to be together when either of them is in a state of mourning. Al yedei shesholat bechinas nirgan mafrid aluf. Because of the fact that the snake is operating here, the atzvus, all of these factors, that all is in the category of nirgan mafrid aluf. That all causes divisiveness, separation, machloikis. The opposite of the union between husband and wife. V'alkein chayev b'kfias hamito. And this is why the Gemara says that you're required to turn over the bed. Technically, today, we do not do that. That's the wording in the Gemara. In the Shulchan Aruch, we're told that as long as there's a separation, a clear separation between the beds of the husband and wife, that's sufficient. But the Gemara even mentions the term kfias hamito, turning over the bed. Why, Rav Nosson Zal says, ki hamito hi bebechinas malchus, because the bed symbolizes malchus. Bechinas, as we have the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, hine mitosoi shel shloimoi, the bed of Shlomo HaMelech, of the king, the bed of the king. Bechinas Tikun HaBris, the bed represents Tikun HaBris, the bed of a tzaddik. Bechinas Vayishtachu Yisroel al Roish HaMito, as the Torah writes about Yaakov Avinu when he was about to pass away, when he had that final meeting with Yosef HaTzaddik, and then it says that Yaakov Avinu bowed to the head of the bed, al Shehoiso Mitoso Yishlema. The Gemara says that was because his bed was perfect, complete, no pegama bris, no sins in that area whatsoever. V'achshov, and now when the person's in a state of mourning, hu rochok misham kanal, the person is far from all of this. V'alkein chayev b'kfia samito, that's why he's required to turn over the bed. V'alkein mavrin oiso isuto harishayno, and this is also why the halacha says that when a Jew is in mourning, when they return from the cemetery, when they come back from burying the person that passed away, the first meal that the mourners eat is not supposed to be from their own refrigerator. People are supposed to bring them that first meal. It's called a Suda Savro. Kedei Sheyeh Nechshav Ka'oni. So that in this person receiving food from others, that makes him appear like a poor person, Lahachlif Hamisa Chas V'Sholom Banias, allowing the person to exchange this decree of death. Once a close relative passed away, we know that it could imply a decree on the family. So the Gemara says the other family members have to be concerned. Therefore, one of our customs is, one of the halachas is, that people bring them food for that first meal. And when that happens, so that's putting them in the category of poor people. And the Gemara says a poor person is considered like dead, meaning that if there was any heavenly decree on any other members of the family also to die, that decree was satisfied by the fact that they're in this state of poverty. They have to have food brought to them, that kind of thing. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says about the eating of the Eitz Hadas, Beyoim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. On the day that you eat from that tree, you're going to die. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Do aniyusa. That refers to poverty. The dying, the death, could also refer to poverty. The Gemara says that a poor person is considered chas v'shalom as if he's dead. V'alkein osur berechitza. And this will also explain why a mourner is forbidden to wash himself, to take a shower, to take a bath. Ki ikar rechitza hi bechamin. Because we know usually people bathe with warm water. V'al yedei zeh megarshin hora shel shivim l'shoinot, shel yisachzu bebechinas l'shna kodesh. And Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, which we said this halach is based on, that bathing in warm water or hot water causes a reaction, causes a heavenly fire to come down, which blasts at the klipos, those forces of tumah that are really, that are so bad that they cannot be included into the kedusha, they cannot be integrated into kedusha, that fire chases them away. So Rav Enazal says there that through this, by bathing in the hot water, we chase away the evil of the 70 languages, שלא יסחסו בבחינת לשון הקודש, that they should not be able to attach themselves to our holy tongue, to our holy language, לשון הקודש. בבחינת, as the pasuk says, Yimaitu alehem gecholim. May hot coals, burning hot coals, rain down upon them. Besoid rechitzas mayim chamin berav Shabbos. As the Arizal explains that this is the secret of why we bathe in warm water or hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Arizal explains that the weekday represents tumah, impurity, klipois, a day when the klipois are strong. Shabbos represents holiness, when the klipois disappear. And the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh explain that between the weekdays on Shabbos, on Friday, there's a whole process where based on the mitzvahs, based on all the good deeds that the person did throughout the week, there are many sparks of holiness that were in the tumah that became elevated, that were elevated out of the tumah. And when Shabbos arrives, those sparks are ready to be integrated and included completely in the Kedusha. However, when that's happening, when the tumah, when the impurity sees that happening, he says, hey, wait for me, guys. I want to come too. I want to get into the Kedusha too. So some of the tumah that's not supposed to come into the Kedusha wants to try to join on the bandwagon. When it sees those sparks, that noiga, that klipas noiga, those things that were good and bad, we were able to sort out the good and take the good and include it into Kedusha, and on Shabbos it's going to have a tremendous elevation, these bad guys want to get in on it also. So the Arizal explains this is the reason why we bathe in hot water or warm water on Erev Shabbos. When we do that, that causes a parallel response in heaven, that there's a heavenly fire that shoots down, that slices, that cuts apart, that separates between those parts of the tumah that are able to be integrated into the Kedusha versus those parts that have to be kept out, kept away. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that the mourner who's in a state of atzvus, who's in a state of all of these things, who's in the dirt and everything, therefore, he's not bathing with warm water. V'achshav hu rochik mizeh. And now in this state of mourning, during the Shiva, during the mourner is far from this tikkun, from being able to accomplish this tikkun. V'alkein osur besicha. And that's why another law about mourning is that you're not allowed to smear oil on yourself, like they used to do in the olden days. Shehi bechinas moichin. Oil represents seichel, knowledge, brains. Bechinas v'shemen al roishcho, as the pasuk says, the oil on your head. Bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh, referring to the holy, holy oil with which they anointed the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the vessels in the Mishkan had to be anointed with oil. Shemishom tikkun habegodim, and it's from that holy oil, from those moichin, that we draw a tikkun onto our clothing, as we mentioned all the way in the beginning of this halacha. Bechinas, we quoted the pasuk, Bechol eis yu begodecho levonim, at all times your garments should be white, v'shemen al roishcha al techsar, and they should not be lacking oil on your head. So we see that the oil on the head, which represents the seichel, the moichin, affects the whiteness of the garments. When the seichel is shining brightly, it shines into the garments and elevates them, you know, whitens them, removes the impurities from them. Garments are usually referred to as malchus. And again, the seichel is the chachmah, and there's always that connection between the two. One of the main missions of the chachmah is always to fix up the malchus, to shine its light into the malchus, so that this oil, this moichim, is directly related to the garments. V'achshav, and now, while this person is in a state of mourning, Hadas nifgam, the das is defective, ayidei pegame tzadas, as a result of the pegame tzadas, because again, mourning means somebody died. Death, we trace back to the eitz hadas, which is pegam and das. Vaydeze habegodim nifgamim, and as a result of that, the garments are defective. V'alkein osur besicha, and again, that's why a mourner is not allowed to smear that oil on himself, because he's in a state of pegam hadas. V'alkein osur lechabes ksusoi, and that's also why he's not allowed to wash his clothing. He's not allowed to launder his garments during the Shiva and not let him wear freshly laundered garments, ki einoi zoiche ato lebigotim levonim, because now in this heavy state of mourning, he is not privileged to be wearing those white garments, those garments of purity, of tikkun habris, of everything.